The following is an encore presentation of CKRZ.
Hello, my name is Farah.
This is Michelle White.
Hi, folks. This is Mark C. Maxton.
Bonjour. This is Jody Gaffney.
Hi, this is George Leach.
Hey, this is Derek Miller, and you're listening to CKRZ.
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 100.3 FM.
The voice of the Grand. Yeah.
The comments heard on the following presentation are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM. Welcome, and thanks again for making CKRZ a part of your day. As promised, we are going to go into conversation with Counselor Helen Miller. Hey, Helen, how you doing? Long time. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been just staying home and trying to stay safe.
Yes, like a lot of us. So I understand that you've been spearheading a gathering this weekend, especially for our graduates.
Yeah, well, about 2 months ago, I had suggested to council that we try to do something for our grade 8 and grade 12 graduates because the schools couldn't have normal formal graduations.
Yeah.
The high schools, they never had any kind of a... I know the schools on the reserve had little drive-by ones, but the high school has never had anything at this point, and I understand there's probably something planned later in the fall. So I seen this grade 12 graduate thing down in the States at one of the reserves down there. I think it was one of the Lakota reserves where they had all the students line up along the road, and the parents drove by on the road, you know, with signs on their cars and all that kind of stuff. And I thought that was such a nice idea, and I thought, why can't we do that here? So I proposed it to council, and they agreed with it. And of course, because I was the one who proposed it, they told me to organize it. So that's what I've been doing. It's not quite going to be the same, but we had thought about putting it on the road, but then we have so much traffic in it. You know, it was more... It would be such an inconvenience for everyone. So we started brainstorming. I set up a little committee to help me organize this. I have tried to get as many youth as I could to help me with it. So I have my granddaughter, Felicia Faith White. She's the Ontario rep for the Chiefs of Ontario's Youth Council. And I have Dean Hill. He's also the Ontario rep for the Ontario Chiefs of Ontario Youth Council. I have Mallory Jameson, just a student. I have Paul Porter. He's a university student. And I have my Wendy Stotts. She's doing the decorating for us, and I'm going to be working with the police in terms of traffic. So we have our little committee going. So it's been pretty good. We've been doing lots of planning. We're all looking forward to the weekend, which is Saturday, when we're having the graduation. It doesn't have a name, and I thought after I should have named it something like honoring our students, but we just call it the 2020 Community Drive-By Graduation. And it's going to be just like the drive-by birthdays that people have been having. The cars are just going to be driving by. We're having it at the Gathering Place parking lot because we found that was the biggest spot we could find for... We wanted to have it at the community hall, but obviously we couldn't go there because of the COVID assessment center. So we picked Gathering Place, and if need be, we could go over into the bingo hall parking lot. It's on July 25th. Saturday, July 25th, which is this coming Saturday, and it's at the parade. The drive-by parade will start at 2:00.
Excellent.
It's all grade 8s and 12 students are welcome to attend. They don't have to be pre-registered. We had asked students to pre-register simply to find out what kind of numbers we were looking at, but they don't have to be pre-registered. They can just show up.
Excellent.
College and university students, some college and university students have called and asked if they could participate. So I said, sure, why not? The more the merrier. So that's come right on out. We'll find some place to stand them. We're following all the COVID guidelines. We'll apply. all the students are going to be placed in a circle at the parking lot, and they're going to be standing 6 feet apart. If the students choose, they can bring a lawn chair or to sit on or an umbrella for shade, because they will be standing up. Once the parade starts, they will be standing up. And, you know, and we don't know how long the parade's going to be. It just depends on how many people come out and support what we're doing. So they could be standing for a while. So we're encouraging them to, if they choose, they can bring a lawn chair or umbrella, because it's supposed to be really hot that day, according to the predictions. We want all the students to be at the gathering place by 1 o'clock to register with us so as we know how many we have. The students will also receive a 2020 mask. We've got masks designed and it has 2020 on the front. We're giving those to the students to wear, and they can also keep it as a souvenir. We're also going to be giving the students a $50 gift card, so they need to register in order to pick up those two items. Let me see what else have I got here. We're going to have the we have our decorator, Wendy Stotts, making all kind of school signs. We've gotten a lot of signs. She's worked really hard. She's went and gotten signs from the high schools in Brantford. So we're going to be putting the different signs up along the circle, so as when the student comes, if a student, say, is from the BCI in Brantford, for example, they would go stand by the sign that says BCI, so then people know what school that these students are graduating from. So we're going to be lining students like that. We'll be providing water, too, because it's going to be so hot. We're going to have about 10 volunteers helping us. And they're going to be doing different things. They're going to be directing the traffic and making sure the students are in the right place and doing different things like that. Parents who drop the students off will drop the students off at a certain point, and then they can go park in the bingo parking lot that's designated for this event, or they can drive over to tourism and park there until waiting for the parade to start. Because the parade isn't going to start right away as soon as they drop the students off, so they'd have to park somewhere where they're waiting. And we are going to have designated areas in the bingo hall, because I understand the bingo hall may be open a little bit that day, so we'll have designated spots. The parade itself is going to start from tourism, so that's where we want the beginning to be. Parents and family and community members are to watch for enter and exit signs, because there's only going to be one entry and there's only going to be one exit. So they have to be really making sure they're watching for the signs. Parents and family and community members are encouraged to make signs to hang on their cars or to decorate their cars so it could make it look really festive for the kids.
That's a good idea.
I'm sure the kids will really enjoy that if they can get something. We're going to have decorations there as well. We're trying to decorate to make it look a little bit festive. Mm-hmm. Once the parade is over, the parade will be over at 3 o'clock. So any late comers, once 3 o'clock comes, we're going to cut it off, because it'd be too long for the kids to have stood there. If it's over before 3, that's fine, but if it's not over at 3, we're going to cut it off at 3, because it's going to be too hot for the kids to stay any longer. They'll be tired standing there. So we encourage everybody to make sure you get there as soon as you can. Once the parade is over, the volunteers will direct the students to their parents' cars and or their own cars, because we don't want the students gathering in little groups because of the COVID, so we're going to be really careful that we try to keep everybody with the social distancing. And this is an open invitation to all the community members, whether or not you have a child graduating, come on out and enjoy, you know, celebrate with the kids and honor them for graduating. And we want as many people to participate as we possibly can. Somebody had asked about taking pictures, a photographer. a lady had asked about coming and taking pictures, but I told the lady if she wanted to come take pictures, she had to make arrangements with the parents, because we're not getting into having picture sessions. Mm-hmm. We will have our consul photographer, Jody Hill, taking pictures for our newsletter, but he won't be doing individual pictures for people. Mm-hmm. It's up to them if they want to arrange some kind of a photographer to come in, as long as they follow the COVID regulations and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's about it. We're really hoping, we have no idea how many students we're going to have. We're hoping we'll have a fair amount.
Hopefully lots, yeah. And like you said, the weather is supposed to be really nice. So far, I mean, I know it's way ahead to Saturday, but the Weather Network say a high near 30 with a mix of sun and clouds. But with the humidity, it could feel like 38.
Yeah, so. It's going to
be
hot.
So like you said, it's going to be warm.
It's supposed to be hot so far. That's the prediction so far.
It's nice that the weather's going to be good, though.
I'm kind of wishing now I would have made it for later in the day, like maybe 7 o'clock when the sun was gone down. But who at the time we made the plans, we weren't in this kind of a heat. We weren't in this heat situation back then when we made the plans, so we picked 2 o'clock. I just figured that would be the best time, but it's just too bad we didn't realize it was going to get really hot.
Yeah.
Could have made it later in the day. It wouldn't have mattered. We're also encouraging students to wear traditional wear. If they have any, if they don't have any, they can. We're encouraging them to wear their prom dresses or some kind of, casual wear if they choose, but we would like them, if they have traditional wear, to wear that. I think that would look really nice. But like I said, I realize not everybody has traditional wear, so nice prom dresses or just nice clothes or just, you know, I guess basically what they want to wear. They're going to be standing, so it's really important to consider wearing comfortable shoes. Because if they don't bring a chair, they will be standing. So,
and don't wear something that's gonna really make you too warm, too.
Yeah.
Wear something that's going to be cool.
Be cool. You got to be cool. It's going to be hot. But hopefully the parade will go fast so they won't have to stand there that long.
Yeah.
And again, we don't know how many people are going to come and participate. We don't know if the parade's going to be short or long. We don't know if... Really, we won't know till Saturday how many people are going to participate. But I hope a lot of people come out. I hope people bring out their students. We've got all the cool schools covered here. We've got all the high school covers. All the high schools covered from the Grand Erie District School Board. We sent out invitations to all the high school students. The only one we never really contacted was Waterford. I don't know if we have any at Waterford. So if anybody has a student graduating from Waterford, by all means, bring them out to the graduation. I don't know what else I can say. I think I've covered everything.
All the bases covered there?
Yeah. Oh, and anyway, if anybody wants to, you can contact me, Helen Miller. 519-717-2565 or Helen Miller at sixnations.ca. You can also contact Paul Porter at pporter@uwo.ca to let people, if you have questions, but it's probably better just to call me if you have any questions or anything like that, or if you know of somebody that wants to attend and they need more information or whatever, so you can contact me, because I'm not going anywhere. I've been sitting home for 3 months, so I'm always around to answer the phone. So I think that's about it.
Alrighty.
We just want everybody to come out and let's honor our students and show them that we're honoring them for graduating. And it's a really, when you stop and think about it, it's a really historic event because we've never had COVID-19 before, and we've never had a community graduation for our students before. So it's really an historic event that people can participate in. I'm looking forward to it. I've been wanting to do this for years. See, other reserves, they have community graduations. They have great big community dinners, and they do all kinds of stuff, but they don't have as many students as we do. Mm-hmm. And I've been wanting to do something like this for our students for a long time, just to show them community support, because we have so many graduating and doing good and going into grade eights, all going off to high school. And so I'm kind of glad this opportunity came up, although I'm not, you know, I'm not happy that we have COVID here, a pandemic, but I'm glad the opportunity came up for us to do this for our students. So, by all means, come and participate in this historic event.
You know, we wish you the best of success with this, Helen. It definitely was a great idea, and we hope a lot of the community show up to help you celebrate.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks again.
Okay, thank you.
Six Nations Counselor Helen Miller here at CKRZ. The comments on the program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ FM.
Our radio.
Our way.
Our CKRZ.
The program you've just heard was an encore presentation of CKRZ.